From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This week's storms are continuing to cause damage in the Midwest, knocking out power, wiping out bridges, and causing whole towns to evacuate. The National Weather Service predicts the Mississippi River to crest at 10 feet above flood levels. In Iowa, the Cedar River crested this morning and moved into downtown Waterloo. Some residents were ordered to evacuate. Tim Hurley is the mayor of Waterloo. He joins us now from his office downtown. Welcome to the program, Mayor.
Michelle, thank you for having me on.
Now, when you look out your window there from your office, what do you see?
Well, unfortunately, I see rain, which we don't need. But basically, where we're at, I see some sandbags around business entrances and that, but no water in the street. But I only need go a block and a half, and there's the raging Cedar River held behind the levees. And then on the other side of the river that we call the west side, there is an awful lot of water in the streets and on properties.
Are you evacuating a large portion of the town?
No, we have a recommended evacuation for a neighborhood in the southeast part of town as the river runs near it, but that's recommended. This morning I ordered a mandatory evacuation of a near west side neighborhood, a neighborhood of older residences and small businesses right along the levee on the west side of the river, and probably 30 city blocks. And that was necessary not because the levee was breached or that there were soft spots or broken or that water was coming over from the riverside. It's the saturated ground and the storm water backups, and the manholes are popping and the catch basins in the street are shooting water the wrong way. And so we're getting flooding from the backside, so-called dry side of the levee. And it's rising fast, and it'll probably continue doing that for a while. And so I wanted people out of there soon enough so that we didn't get into a situation where we couldn't get them out.
Now, if you reach way back in that big 100-year flood back in 1994, Waterloo took a lot of water then, and there were real questions about whether the town should, portions of the town should remain in that floodplain area. What did you decide, and does that decision come back to haunt you or help you right now?
Well, the last major flood that this one is being compared to is 1993, and it was similar circumstance. I think the impact of that 93 flood was bigger, and I think, we've been much more conscious about floodplains and floodways, so we're just very careful about where people build and add on.
Two questions before we let you go. Have you seen the worst of this yet, and how's your house?
My house is fine, thank you. I hope we've seen the worst of it. As we've talked, the sky has gone from dark gray to light, and the sun's trying to come out, so thank you for that. And, you know, it's just been a long series, Michelle. We had a record winter snows, record low temperature spans, record ice, and then when that melted off, we had serious flooding locally. And then we had a series of tornadoes on Memorial Day weekend that really devastated some surrounding communities and hurt some places in our county, and then this. So looking at the 7-day weather forecast, there's rain forecast every day with chances of heavy thunderstorms. And we don't need that here locally or upstream, but unfortunately, as much as we might think, we don't control that. We just are going to have to deal with it.
Well, it sounds like you have quite a lot to deal with, and you've been generous with your time, but we're going to let you go because I imagine you have a lot to do. So,
well,
Mayor Hurley?
A lot of good help, but thank you, Michelle.
Mayor Hurley, thanks for your time. That's Tim Hurley. He's the mayor of Waterloo, Iowa. Mayor, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.